This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
The 2013 Yogathon is here and KBOO is a co-sponsor. Living Yoga is holding its fourth annual Yogathon during the months of April and May. Individuals and groups are creating their own personal yoga challenges. They're attending classes at several participating yoga studios in the Portland area, and friends and family are sponsoring their efforts. Living Yoga is awarding prizes to the top individual and team. All of this is to help benefit Living Yoga, a nonprofit program bringing yoga to people in drug and alcohol recovery, incarceration, or who are accessing community transitional services. More information about this six-week-long event can be found at living-yoga.org.
Good morning. Good morning. It is 8:06 in the a.m. You are listening to Positively Revolting Talk Radio, and you are listening to it on KBOO in Portland. This morning, Ani and I are doing mini readings and Astro Tarot because, first of all, we were so grateful for our listeners for supporting us during the membership drive. We like to give back a little something, and it's been crazy lately, and things have been jumping and jiving all over the place. I feel it sometimes in those times, it's time to go to the personal. I want to read something that Michael Mead put on Facebook that comes from his book, Why the World Doesn't End, Tales of Renewal and Times of Loss, and then we'll get into it. Just because, to me, this epitomizes what has been going on and a good way, a sane way to look at things. He says, in addition to the usual fear of facing the deep issues of life, there's now a greater sense of disorientation as the ego fears it will be completely overwhelmed by the repeated shocks and unexpected changes. As things cycle faster and faster, and one major crisis quickly replaces another, the general anxiety levels increase along with the sense of being helpless in the face of overwhelming change. Periods of radical change either develop maturity in people or else cause them to regress. One either becomes deeper and wiser about the nature of this ever-changing world or else becomes more rigid and fearful. The more distant we are from the unique spark of life in our soul, the more devastating and isolating the growing darkness and uncertainty in the world will seem to be. Amidst the rapidity of change and massive disorientation, one of the few ways to find sense and meaning is to find the inner order, the shape and style of one's own being. Even in times of chaos, the soul instinctively seeks to awaken and grow the original design that it carried to life. When truly orientated from within, our choices become more meaningful, even if they are limited by outer circumstances. If we remain in touch with the inner spark and light of the soul, our experiences can become more revelatory and our responses more spontaneous and life-enhancing. Otherwise, we become more reactionary, both more impulsive and more compulsive. Either way, we find ourselves increasingly traumatized. At certain times in the course of life, we must wander amongst the paradoxes and feel our way along the inner braille and a willingness to stumble and fall into the truth of things. The lost home and true dwelling we seek is to find in ourselves, and when we feel that something is missing, it is likely to be found there. We are hunting the deeper sense and greater being of the self within us that has the energy we lack and the ideas and imagination we most need. The divine spark within us waits to be found and to be fueled with the matters of the world, and it knows what it is in this world that matters most to each of us. I'm Lynn. I'm here with Ani. Those were the words of Michael Mead, and I couldn't say it better, so I didn't.
Leave it to Michael Mead.
Michael.
And good morning. Yes, that really does say it all. It's a time, you know, when there is great upheaval pretty much everywhere, from the macro to the micro. I cannot tell you how many, you know. Because you live in this world, you live in this society, you know how it's feeling. And people are under great amounts of stress for any of a number of reasons. Things are shaken to their core this week. And that when that energy is going on, the best to do is to try not to get into a reactive state. And to not get into a reactive state is to know thyself, right? That,
or as the runes say, when in deep water, become a diver.
Exactly so. So it's a lot about this particular moment in between the equinox and Beltane is still about getting that balance, right? It feels as though perhaps that balance,
well, you know,
is ephemeral right now.
Yeah.
But it's reaching for it and it's grounding. And it's really tapping into your deepest self.
So many planets were in Aries, and not that there's a darn thing wrong with Aries, but it's impulsive and wants action, sometimes before thought. And the last few weeks have been full of all kinds of sharp changes, sharp. Staccato. It's been a very staccato kind of kind of energy, and that is tending to change. Everything kind of, a lot of, we had just bunches of Aries stuff that were squaring a lot of things, and it was very tense. And now the only thing left in Aries is the sun, which is in a few days going to be in Taurus. We've got the moon in Taurus right now, in Leo, which is not quite as impulsive and can be prideful, but also extremely creative and fun, because folks are needing a little fun right now, I think. But, you know, we still got Saturn in Scorpio, which is serious about structure, but it can be sneaky. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Things are loosening up a little bit, so I'm glad to be doing this today, because I personally can feel a little bit of the, or maybe it's the cortisol herbs, cortisol balancing herbs I'm taking. I don't know, but it feels a little bit more balanced today.
Yep, maybe. And it's in it. And I think that that's one of the points, Lynn, is that this is the time to like figure out what you need to help you find that balance and to help you not be reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's taking supplements, then figure that out and take them. You know, if that's actually doing meditative practice, if that's doing walking meditation, if that's, you know, throwing paintballs at your bedroom wall and having primal scream therapy, whatever it looks like to you, is how you should be getting in touch with your center and really drawing out your own answers, because that is the way through all the times of turbulence around us. So we have for you today.
Well, you peruse all this.
By popular demand, we do have our tarot and astrology offerings for you. So 503-231-8187 is the number to call. Be patient as, it takes a moment. So let's go ahead and start, shall we? We have a couple people actually already holding. Let's go ahead and talk to Sylvia. Good morning, Sylvia. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. I've never done this before, but I thought, well, in this case, I mean, what the heck? Bless your heart. Thank you so much for doing this. What Michael Mead had to say, well, yeah, he's right on the money. It's mind-boggling. I think you want to know where I was born and when I was born. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. December 10, 1946, Nuremberg, Germany, at 11:46 in the morning.
K.O.
What?
Okay. So she is processing that information, and I say good morning to you, Sylvia. How are you doing today? I'm doing all right. And so I think
in this terrible, terrible mess.
Yeah, right? I'm doing all right. Which means, you know, I'm trying very hard to do my own grounding and centering. There are a lot of people in my life that are in various states of crises, and I think that that's probably a pretty common state right now for people. So
yeah.
I shout out to other support givers, and a shout out to everyone in need of support. And I think it all comes around, goes around. I think we're pretty much all in both of those positions right about now. So what I have for you, Sylvia, is looking at there's a really important thing about perspective and trying very hard, even as things are feeling as they do, so heavy, so dire at this time, a perspective of remembering the beauty. Right. So, so right now, the cards I have talk about being very connected to a great energy, being very connected to the heavens and to the earth. Right.
Yes.
And it's the Sun card. I use a kind of unusual deck. It's the Pan card, and these really talk about very the Sun bringing in all manner of energy that is there for you to use. It's free-flowing in the universe. It's about empowerment.
Man, did you hit the... Oh, my gosh.
But that it's important also to remember the playfulness of nature. Remember that while nature can be very, very serious, she is also very, very lively and playful. And, you know, as we enter into spring, you think about sort of the traditional sort of goofiness of the baby lambs and the goats and the, you know, that if you want to sort of think about the playfulness of nature, think about what spring brings and the energy of Beltane. And so just you have all this connection, and all of the heaviness and the direness is absolutely there. But so is all of the playfulness and all of the beauty.
Thank you.
And that's going to, having that balance is going to help you continue to speak your truth, which is extremely important. I also have the card of sort of the truth teller, the one that is going to say things even if it's harsh, because they need to be said.
Yes.
But you'll get that fueled more by remembering playfulness and brightness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Lynn?
Sorry, they did an upgrade on my thing, and so, sorry, I had, it took a
Lynn's
little
having
longer.
A technical moment.
I'm having a technical moment here, but I got you, Sylvia. Sort of. That can't, oh, Venus. Oh, look at you.
okay. I always love hearing that from an astrologer.
Look at you here. Of course, let's see, you're a Sagittarian, so travel, big thing. But I was looking for, wow, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go back to you later because I'm having a serious technical difficulty here. This is interesting.
Lynn's crashing, crashing. How's Mercury doing today?
That's, it's not. Here we go.
That's my little side joke on
I know.
Yeah,
it's a side astrology sort of joke. All righty, honey. Okay. I am seeing that. So relationships have been hard. What is your question
actually,
for now?
I don't really have one.
Sort of what do you need to know for now?
I just wanted to hear your perspective just on, you know, when I was born. That's really it.
Well, 1946 in Nuremberg, I didn't have to look at my chart for that. That meant you were born into a lot of trauma.
Right. And I have a real, real connection with the collective unconscious. Nuremberg in 1946, nothing was talked about. Everything was hidden. But I picked up the silent stuff, and it stayed with me all my life.
Right.
It's very interesting. When I came to this country, I was 12, and then it took me until, I guess, I don't know, maybe high school or something, before I realized that I came from the country of the Holocaust to the country that is based on genocide and slavery. And that was quite a shock.
Well, here you are in this one. So, you know, you have Pisces in the midheaven, and that is like that. That's the top of your chart. It's almost like kind of represented by the crown chakra. And Pisces is ruled by Neptune, which is kind of gassy. It's very spiritual on the higher level, can be addictive
very.
On the lower level. So you are like a filter for all of this. One of the things I would encourage you to do, because this gives you Capricorn on the bottom of your chart, is grounding is the most important thing for you to do. I don't know what modality you use to ground, but because you are a funnel for psychic energy, and there's a lot of that running around right now that is unchained, and it can be damaging to your health and everything else. So I would...
I have to keep doing what I'm doing because, for me, it's by way of going into water. And yes, the crown chakra is extremely crucial. I've had visions lately, quite a few of them. A lot of it is tied up with the homeopathic remedies. And I used to call it my earth work. I don't know what else to do, what else to call it. And it's really, yes, I'm a conduit for these kinds of things.
And that's okay. It's just that what is really important for you is to figure out how to let it go.
Yeah, the chiropractor is cracking me because I have a completely lopsided spine, which I didn't know about. And so he said that is releasing, because I take in everything. I have no barrier, no personal barriers.
Right.
So I take in all this negative energy, and he says somehow it's got to come back out again.
Yeah, and you have to let go of it somehow, and training yourself, however that works for you.
What the water is telling me, what the rocks are telling me, what the trees are, it's such an intimate relationship.
Well, the earth is here to help us ground.
The actual
soil, earth, is here to help. And that's one reason I started the show with that song today, is that since Earth Day is coming up, which is astonishing to me that that's one day, that should be every day of the year.
Right.
That's where, you know, go sit on a pile of moss or something. I mean, that sort of thing, that is what will ground you. You really, and I know that you... My impression of you is you stick to elemental things, but that's how you will, that that should work. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Thank you, Sylvia, very much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, goodbye. Have a good day.
You too, dear heart. And we have, look at that, more people. 503-231-8187. And let's go ahead and talk to Greg. Good morning. You're on the air.
Morning.
Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
You need...
I need your stuff.
And if there's any particular place you want us to focus.
Yeah. June 4th, 1955, Lansing, Michigan.
Oh.
I guess from there.
My mother's family was from Michigan, and I lived on a suburb of Detroit called Pontiac for many when I was little.
I lived in Southville.
Oh.
Oh, I see. Michigan is actually about the only other state I have spent a significant amount of time in. So, go to Michigan.
Yeah, I don't know what the Oregon Michigan connection is.
There seems to be one, doesn't there?
A lot of Midwesterners come out here because the weather seems good to us compared to the Midwest.
Yeah,
that's my theory.
I think too the forest industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm-hmm.
The connection there.
That actually, yeah, that's what brought my adopted father's family out here. He was also a Michigander. So that's what they followed. So I think you're right. So I will, as Lynn does digiting, I will go ahead and throw your cards. And what I have for you is sort of you're in a process right now, sort of in self-analysis. Meditation is really good. Finding stillness is important. Doing that almost heady analysis more than taking total sense, you know, really sort of assessing. And what I mean by total sense is oftentimes I'm really emphasizing the importance of checking in with your whole self, you know, balancing, heart, body, mind, spirit, sort of seeing how all those are doing and do a little analysis through each of those modalities. But what I'm seeing is primarily for you right now is looking at things in more of a, I don't want to say detached. Maybe I do want to say detached. Looking at things in a more analytical, traditionally analytical way. And how that is playing into, so that's the process of freeing up a creative spark that has been a little suppressed and really sort of clearing a path for that is what I'm getting for you.
Cool. Very cool.
All right. Go ahead.
And I guess the other, the pressing question, I guess, is would I be moving out of this area and would it be soon?
Hmm. Do you want to? Oh, sorry. I was
sorry, yes.
That's
sorry.
The astrologer's trick.
Do you want to move? What do you have traveling through the ninth house in the east? Oh, so you've really been thinking about it a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've been in the thinking stage, and maybe now, do you have a job somewhere else that's possible?
Possible, but I don't have a job.
Oh, okay. So you haven't been, have you been looking at a particular area of the country?
Yes.
Okay. I can see that you've definitely been thinking about it. It'll probably be a couple of months before you can actually, but this would be a good time to look, to try to eke out a job either there or somewhere else, because there's some nice stuff in Taurus, and you have Taurus on the midheaven, and that has to do with, I'm having all these midheaven connections today. It's the top of your chart. It's how people see you. It tends to be career oriented. It's a very, it's the most outward place of a person's chart.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good time, timing wise, and that's a lot of what astrology is to me, is timing. Look at that sort of thing. And there's a lot. So all those planets that were making us really think we had to move really fast are, Gemini likes to move too, but they're thinking about it a lot, going into other places. And with the sun in Taurus, that should calm your restlessness down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably always restless a bit.
Oh, God, yeah. The Gemini tugging, the twins tugging at each other.
I know. It's a hard one. It's interesting to watch Geminis do that. And foundationally, this is not. It's a really good time to. I would be investigating before I actually moved. I would be like investigating what the actual sort of structure of where you want to go, which is either a job or go to school or however,
or free up your creativity.
Yeah, something like that. That's what looks like chart wise for me. With you,
school's almost done.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, June I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is about balancing in really trying to balance is necessitated to sort of kickstart. There's sort of initiation in opening to spirit, opening to creativity. And seeing how that
it's going to be recognized how that pulls more you. These days. You have the opportunity for more recognition right now than you have before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's always kind of a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, great.
Thanks very much, Greg.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, okay. I was going to ask him another question. That's all right.
But look, we have more people. You can ask them another question.
I'm sorry.
Spring. Good morning, Spring. You're on the air.
Good morning, Lonnie.
Good morning.
So were you born in the spring?
Pardon me?
Were you born in the spring?
3/21/1952. It was the first day, my mother's always said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm close to that.
Across the river, Vancouver, Washington. Never lived in Washington. Always lived here, except for, well, I've lived other places, but I picked apples up in Cary Orchard, Loomis and Tenasket area one year in the early 70s. Anyway, that's where I was born.
Okay.
That's the deets.
And say it was, 3/21/52.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, the hospital was over there, the old Kaiser Hospital.
Right, right. I was born in Portland at a hospital that no longer exists. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's been engulfed by a Good Samaritan. So let's go ahead. I have, do you have any specific thing you want to focus on, or are we just doing a little checking in?
Just checking in.
Okay. And a fine day it is to check in. Lynn and I have to get our clever radio banter together a little bit better as we're trying to throw cards and run charts.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I've been cards for many years too. And
we'll get smoother with this.
I love the rain. I've opened all my windows before I leave home to get some of
the freshness and the yeah, exactly. It's good stuff.
Feels great.
Okay, so this is a time that it's really, really important to focus on those right around you and how your energy feels when you're around them. Okay. In other words, if you are hanging out with somebody after a few hours, how are you feeling? Are you feeling energized and like, refreshed? Are you feeling sustained by that connection? Or do you find yourself feeling really kind of tired and needing to kind of limit your interactions? It's a good time to look at loyalty, at those connections, at how who around you sort of helps you glow brighter,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to who around you sort of drains your battery.
Sure.
And so at the same time, it's important to acknowledge that the flow of compassion flows back to you. There's a lot of tendency in our lives to be the support people, to be the person that's there for others. And oftentimes the people that are really in that mode have a very hard time taking it back, and accepting from others within the family, within the community, that kind of compassion and care for themselves.
Very true.
Including self-care.
Right? I've been an LMT since 1974, licensed here.
Uh-huh. Right. So make sure that you're allowing other people to step forward and help you to allow the compassion to come back to you, including your self-compassion. And so that is also the idea of being playful. Remembering again that spirit is playful, and that's part of balance at this time as well. So as you are, things are, for you right now are very much sort of spirit based. You know, getting into your connection with the sacred, with your sacred sense of self, and making sure that that also stays playful. It's really easy to get very heavy, and this is not the time to do that. So that's what I got.
Did you draw a card for me?
Those are the cards.
So I just wanted to hear a card because I remembered hearing the song.
Sure.
I didn't hear.
You got 6 O Flames, 3 O Flames, and 6 O Cups.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I can always give people the literal cards as well. But I have kind of an unusual deck, and they have slightly different meanings. So sometimes I just sort of give you the gestalt and don't worry so much about what the particular cards are. But for those that want to know, feel free to ask, and I'll be happy.
I have a lot of decks, too.
Oh, okay. So I use the Daughters of the Moon deck.
Okay.
From its second printing before they actually colored or laminated them. So I've hand colored them over 20
years.
Oh, wonderful.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll be very
thank you, Ani. Long
out.
Time no see. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
So spring. Mm-hmm. Right now, of course, you have, being in the healing arts is just something that you need to do. You've got Chiron on Midheaven. Midheaven is career.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pluto's going over that. Pluto, the planet of destiny and quick changes. Have you been thinking of changing your career at all?
Or
the direction it is going?
I've changed many times. But
okay.
I mostly work as a home care worker now with people needing help in their homes
for
the state because I need the health care.
And you've got Cancer on in the fourth house there. And that's so that means that can mean a bunch of things, but working in the home is one of those things. It's been a time of interesting reaping everything you've sown career-wise for you lately in a good way, and if there are things that needed to be improved at all, that would be it too, but it would be a time of interesting recognition. I'm having all these. Everybody today has big issues on their midheaven, or that's what I'm seeing. And
Chiron
is up there, but Pluto is moving through there. That's very intense. That's very intense for what your work is. And sometimes there will be big changes. And with Pluto, you just sort of, you can try to fight them if you want to. But
and you can roll water uphill, too.
Yeah, but it ain't going to happen. And that's the biggest thing I see for you at this. Did you have any question, astrological timing thing?
I'm really open to whatever you have to tell me. And I'm good with change, so it's all good to hear. You've been doing a lot of research through me in this health and safety aspect of home care workers. I've been involved with a bunch of different research projects through that. So.
Well, and I have noticed that, I have similarities in my chart that you do, and a lot of Aries, and this bunch of planet in Aries that was so hard on some people. I was kind of like sailing through it in certain sort of ways. I mean, I've got stuff and certain issues to work with, but have you found that to be true, that lately you've had a little more smooth sailing, or has it been really rocky? I'm always curious.
Oh, it's been fine.
Oh, it's been fine.
Yeah, my life is usually pretty fine. Yeah. In fact, my pain, I've lived with pain for many years, and my pain levels went down 5-6 weeks ago now. My chronic pain is, I don't know why. That would be my question, actually. What am I doing that is so cool with the pain leaving? It's been incredibly improved.
Isn't that good?
A lot of arthritis from old injuries in my hands, my shoulders, lots of the joints, my neck, brain stem, and a lot of my back now. So to feel good again has been incredible, and I haven't known what I'm doing new that has created.
Well, there's some opportunistic planets that are going through Taurus, which is your ascendant, and the first house, which is your body.
Mm.
So you're,
that's why my throat's opened up even more.
It could be, yes. And, yeah, with Mercury there, yeah. So good for you. Good on, enjoy this period. As you know, life is fluid.
Right. Cyclical it is.
And cyclical, so enjoy this. It's usually kind of nice when the sun's in the same sign as your ascendant. And people tend to be, I don't know, seeing the good in people sometimes that way, too, there, because we do all operate on projection.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
thank you very much.
Love to you all. Okay.
Good to hear from you. All right. And let's see. I think one of the things I love doing about these particular shows is the commonality of experience and how we can hear that reflected back and forth to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of reinforces the idea that, you know, energy really is wave-like. It's you know, well, and it's particles too. Okay, sure. I don't want to take sides in that. But we are being buoyed and carried along in that same wave, and it's affecting all of us, of course, a little bit different as we're different facets, but we are very, very much connected in the energy around us. You know, we're all swimming in the same stuff. So compassion and playfulness seem to be highlighted today, and really, is that any surprise? No. Stay in touch with your compassion and stay in touch with your sense of play, and try to find some levity. Good morning, JJ. You're on the air. Hello, JJ.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you now.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing okay. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you want my birth date and stuff? So I was born in Boise, Idaho in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
You need the time.
The time would be nice. The day would be great, too.
It's October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the time now.
That's all right. Think of it. When Ani's doing a reading, if you think about it, just let me know.
Okay.
Okay.
And is there any specific thing you want to focus on, or?
Well, I definitely opened doors. You guys have to tell me, but I want to know about love, compatibility, and career. And I'm also a massage therapist here in Oregon.
Okay, well, given the fact that we're doing fairly mini-ish, you know, endeavors here.
Choose one.
Well, let's just see what the cards say. Let's play it like that.
Is it tarot card you're doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been reading tarot, let's see, for 30 years now, which is a little hard for me to imagine. But there it is. And that's been one of my major tools for meditation and for self-guidance pretty much my you know, entire life. So I'm always happy to share that with people.
Yeah, whatever gets you there.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and what I have, what we're looking at is actually this is a great time for you to look at relationships that... Again, that sense of playfulness and how it might be a little bit removed from you right now, but this is the spring. And so whatever you can do to remember that this is a time for renewal, this is a time for play, this is a time for bringing forth that freshness in your own life, as well as seeing it dawn around you. You know, so think, again, I keep getting that image of like those silly little goats and bunnies, you know, and you know, that absolute sense of playfulness just because they exist.
Yeah.
And, you know, think on that. If you have an opportunity to go and actually experience, you know, the green world for a moment and take in that incredible bright green tips that sort of come onto the pine trees at this time.
Okay.
You know, that kind of energy, just sort of bring it on in, because okay. It's right there for you, but you've been, again, suppressing it, and it's been a real heavy time, and we're coming out of a very, you know, sluggish winter, and so see what you can do to help encourage that. And we have also the perfect time, really, somebody close, somebody maybe you've just met, even, that is looking like a pretty interesting start to a relationship, an exploration of beauty around, right, at least. And ultimately, looking at your support circle, your family, your community, and recognizing how much work you've put into it, and also looking at how that is coming back to you. It's sort of the reaping and sowing sort of a family. It's a time to sort of deepen and celebrate those ties. And
I've felt that lately.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, so deepening, maybe even coming together and throwing a potluck sometime soon, and really looking at that bonding and how it's part of what feeds you.
Okay.
On not only the potluck and body level, but it feeds your spirit, it feeds your heart. So that's what I have.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, that's fairly much what I have. What was your question?
About different sign compatibilities with me.
Oh, okay. A lot of times air works with air. So,
yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, but what I really have noticed too is you know, like, here, I'll give an example. I'll give a celebrity example. Paul Newman joined Woodward. You probably don't even remember who they were.
Sure.
he had an Aries sun an Aquarius sun and a Pisces moon, and Joanne Woodward had a Pisces sun and an Aquarius moon. So they had that because real compatibility. I've looked at charts with someone who I should be incredibly compatible with, and it's horrible because,
right.
Theoretically compatible. But I find that that sort of the moon placement and certain values that you have, mm-hmm, are really important. So sun sign, I can say, it's probably been a little rough for you lately. I can't, until I get your time, I can't get your actual chart. But being a Libra, I can say that with all this Aries that has been squaring you,
yeah,
which is, that's tension. And sometimes when you find out what the tension comes from, squares can become a tool, and they're not just tense. But now we're in Taurus, and a lot of those Aries planets went into, a lot of planets are more in Gemini now. Things should be feeling a little bit easier for you. Theoretically, Geminis are good, but if someone, like with Ani and her beloved, they both, her beloved is Gemini, and she has Venus in Gemini, and that works really nicely.
Okay.
For my sweetie, we have fire Mercuries and Venuses, though we're both water signs. And that works for us. Yeah. So they say fire and water doesn't work, but if you've got a lot of fire and water, it does.
Yeah.
So
kind of like the yin and yang.
Sort of like it's just that's a comfortable energy for you. And in the long run, we want to be comfortable with our partners.
Okay.
Wouldn't you not? That's been my experience in life.
Definitely.
There can be sparks that it's like it's really hot, but in the long run it doesn't. So it depends on what you want. If you want that spark and having something really hot for a while, that could work with an Aries with you because that's the different squares that we have. But for kind of long-term compatibility, we like somebody who feels comfortable to us, which that can be the air or water modality.
You know, I recently had an intense spark, and I am ready for something comfortable.
And with you, that could be an air sign. Wouldn't work for me, but for you, another air sign could be good. But if you find somebody that has the same, I don't know what, I can't find out what your moon sign is because we don't know what time, because this new program of mine wants to hear the time, and that's all.
Okay.
So you can go online and find those things out, too, and you remember your time. Find somebody who, if they are your moon sign, but it's like how they feel. And like you said, if you're ready for compatibility, that sometimes takes a little longer to absorb and to be happy that you've got that. Like, where's this spark I wanted? Whoa, this person is really, yeah.
And like I might not be able to tell right off the bat.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. But
yeah.
But give if someone is a great person and a fine person, give them some time.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
Okay.
Sure thing.
Okay, bye.
Look at this. It is 8:47 in the a.m. You are listening to Positively Revolting. I am Lynn. I'm here with my friend Ani, and we are doing mini readings today to try with our goal in the show was to take some of this frantic outer energy and events that are happening and bring us back into ourselves where the real answers lie. And it is our hope that we can help folks a little bit with that through mini readings or just have some fun with it.
However that all works for you.
That's what I say.
And coming up this morning on KABU at 9 o'clock, Veterans Voice, Arlene and Marvin interview Dale Maharaj. Dale is the author of Bringing Home Mulligan, The Other Side of the Good War. Dale tells his story of his father and other Marines who fought in the Pacific during World War II. At 10 o'clock, hear Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein, who I have to say has one of my favorite moments in all of radio history. Anyway, Dennis Bernstein, local hero of mine, whatever. On 11 o'clock, Radio Z and host Stephanie Potter interviews Jane Miller, rancher and the head of the Oregon Cougar Action Team, about two bills currently being discussed in the Oregon legislature that would relax the ban on using hound dogs to kill cougar. And at 11:30, ethnobotanist Gary Nobin speaks on the future of orchards in times of climate change. Thanks to all KABU members for your generous support in our recent membership drive. If, in fact, somehow you missed your opportunity to become a member during our membership drive extravaganza, then you can still actually come on in, and we'd love to have you. You can still support KABU Community Radio by going to our website, kboo.fm, and clicking on Donate Today.
It's easy.
It's easy, and we'd love to have you. Mm-hmm. Yep, we would. So, boy howdy. Also, Facebook. If you would like to follow us on Facebook, you can do that. We have a fan page, and we try to keep some provocative thoughts going all week long. If you want to do that, you can just like us at Facebook, where we are found as Positively Revolting. If you'd like to email us, you can do that at Gmail, positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. And
all this is true.
And we have Jabara, I believe, on the line next. Yes. Good morning, Jabara.
Good morning, Ani and Lynn. It's interesting hearing the time delay between the radio and the...
Yes. Listen only to your your telephone when in queue. Yes, it's true. Otherwise, you are, I think, what?
Disoriented.
40 seconds in the past and in the future, at the same time.
It's very weird.
It is. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, just heading off to a job that I don't enjoy, but yeah.
Weesh. That happens. Uh-huh. And let's see, I am drawing cards even as we speak.
I'm getting your information down even as we speak.
Tell me when I can delete it from...
Yeah, I was going to say...
We'll delete it after today.
Well, no, she should delete her comment because
she has her particulars on
our page.
Yes, she should.
So what I have for you... Oh, look at that. It's a good time to really look at nurturing your own sense of spirit.
Oh, okay.
So what I have... is the One of Cups. One of Cups looking at the renewal of the heart self.
Okay.
Really being able to see your own heart and the connection of compassion at a whole new level, a little bit deeper than you have in the past.
Okay.
And that this is really wrapped up in the ability for you to nurture your spirit. The more you can nurture your spirit, the more open and deeper you can take your heart focus, right? Those things are really connected. And the other card is the Empress.
Okay.
It's in my deck, it's Mawu. Because like I said, my deck, it's a little different. But it's about... Remember when Lynn was talking there at the very beginning of the show about what you need is within yourself?
Uh-huh.
This is the epitome of this card. That again, and it's really locked in with that feeding of your own, nurturing your own spirit, nurturing your own spiritual connections. And it will really help sort of energize the flow of bringing out what you need from within yourself, your own higher wisdom, your own guidance, your own counsel. Not to say you isolate at all, you know, but it's really, you have your answers. You have what you need within yourself, and you're actually in a pretty good place of personal power right now.
Okay.
Sometimes it doesn't feel that way so much.
Exactly.
But the key is nurturing your spiritual connections.
Okay.
Whatever that looks like to you, and nurturing your own sense of spirit, feeding yourself in a spiritual way.
Okay.
So you've had Saturn, which is, it's a planet of structure. Some people in the older, before psychological astrology, people, Liz Green is a good one to read. She has a great book called New Light on an Old Devil about Saturn. It's about structure. People used to say it's about hardships, but it feels heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that, I was going to say, going through, maybe not, I'm reading this wrong. Let's see. Oh, you have Saturn sort of going through your 12th house right now. So it can be, that's a time of really great, oops, here we go again, spiritual renewal. And it's intense because it's Scorpio. You also have the other thing, and I'm drawn to people's midheavens today for some reason. So you've got Virgo in the midheaven. Your sun is right up. You should be a star, but that Virgo, I don't know what you do, but your destiny is to be seen and heard somehow. And but that Virgos tend to be so just slightly overly self-critical.
Mm-hmm. Slightly, yeah.
Slightly, she says, because and so much of your chart is up here on top,
uh-huh.
which tends to be the outer world. You have Pisces down there on the in a place to ground. Now that's pretty watery, so I would say a good place for you to ground is water. Do you like hot tubs?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Those are good for you. You know, mineral springs, going up to Brighton Bush, things like that are very good for you. But yeah, it's very important to find something that you do that you love.
Okay. So in terms of jobs, that's the answer there?
Yeah. And I don't know. I can't tell you what that is. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's a very important thing for you to search that out, and don't let fear get in your way. But, you know, that's good advice always.
Mm-hmm.
But for, you know, Virgos tend to be kind of inward and just too. Do you like, there tend to be great fashion designers, and I don't know what exactly.
No, that's not me.
That's not you at all. Okay. But I don't know what you need to do. Do you have an idea of what you do love?
Food.
Oh, God, and you're in Portland. Well, that's a horrible thing.
And the other question is about moving.
Ah.
Can you see anything on that? I'm really trying hard to move out of state.
Okay.
Difficult.
Yeah, I don't have anything on the moving horizon in the cards.
I don't see anything. Well,
it doesn't mean that that's a no.
Right.
It just means that that's certainly not where the energy is focused right now. There's other sorts of, priorities maybe for you to settle out at the moment first.
And maybe in a couple of months.
Okay.
It will be more evident, but you're working on it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What state, just out of curiosity, do you know what state you want to go to?
Idaho. Mountains of Idaho.
Oh, okay. And have a B&B there? What? Do stuff with...
Do something with food. Not sure quite what is needed yet, because they already have some of the things that I had thought about doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but possibly as a personal chef.
Maybe you could
chef.
Do it better.
Yeah, possibly as a personal chef or, you know, special diets.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you should be the star of the restaurant.
Okay.
But, and working behind scenes, like in the kitchen, is a very good thing for you. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's real. You got to find something that you love. Yeah.
Okay.
It's important, and do that, and
okay.
You can.
Good. good.
And you can do it.
And,
all right.
And with that, we are out of time.
Oh, my gosh. We're out of show. Thank you.
Thank you, Jabara. Thank you.
Bye. Get your stuff off of Facebook
and delete your phone number. Okay. cheers. Well, and that is our time.
Always goes so fast.
There are a couple people who have sent us information, and we will get back to you email-y wise. And but it's cut off now. And I guess the other thing I'd like to say is I will not see you, or I guess you will not hear me for a couple weeks. Three Fridays. You will have Lynn next week with our brilliant intern, Sarah. And I'll be back with you mid-May. That's what I have to say.
I'll talk about my
You're here next week.
I know.
You can say goodbye to them
next
week.
And we'll be having some great May Day stuff next week. So please tune into Positively Revolting right here on KBOO.
And, take care. Ground and center. Stay playful. Feed your heart, feed your spirit. Oh, and try not to be reactive. Okay, thanks.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is 9 a.m. Stay tuned next for Veterans Voice. Bill, Arlene, and Marvin will interview Dale Maharidge as the author of Bring Home Mulligan, The Other Side of a Good War, coming up next, right after these announcements.
KBOO Board Elections 2013. KBOO members, do you have talents in fundraising, development, or new media? Are you excited about the possibilities for KBOO's future?
Are you an active member? Then here's your chance to bring your know-how to the KBOO Foundation Board of Directors.
Applications are now being accepted until June 28th, with candidate training on June 30th. To apply, go to kboo.fm/board elections or email kbooelections@gmail.com.
KBOO Community Radio continues the broadcast of the 2013 ILHE Lecture Series on Wednesday, April 24th, when we'll broadcast a talk by Catherine Austin Fitz.
Managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services, Catherine Austin Fitz is also a publisher of the Solari Report. She served as Assistant Secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner in the first Bush administration, and Managing Director of Wall Street firm Dillon Reed & Co., Inc. Fitz has designed and closed over 25 billion transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio investment strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities.
Catherine Austin Fitz will be speaking at the First Congregational Church in Portland, and KBOO will broadcast the talk live at 7 p.m. Wednesday, April 24th. More information can be found at kboo.fm/ILHE2013.
Swimming in the stream together, sun in power and sun. am in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. I am alone, I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Imperfection in me, my crime. In humility, I will listen. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living with the great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together. Some in power, some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have come before me, band together and be my guide. Loving lessons that I will follow. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great big dipper. Same rain, we are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground.